Welcome to this segment of Catholic Focus. I'm Joan Ebbestinsky, your host, and today I'm joined by Jessica Dobinson. She's the director at Lord's House. Welcome to Holy Family Radio.
Thank you.
A lot of our listeners may not know about Lord's House or what it is or what it does. Before we get into that, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself because you're new to the area, correct?
Correct. I took over Lord's House in February of this year. I had been home raising my own children for a bit of time. We were moved to the area about 4 years ago. My husband was moved with some military work down here. Previous to that, I actually ran a maternity home up in East Stroudsburg area of the Poconos, Shepherd's Maternity Home, for about 4 or 5 years.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the area.
Thank you.
We appreciate everything that you do at Lord's House. Tell us, like many of our listeners may not know what Lord's House is or what it does or what, you know, what is its mission. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Lord's House is?
We are a facility that provides specialized comprehensive maternity care and residential services to women in need here in South Central Pennsylvania. The Lord's House is a 16-bedroom facility that houses up to 16 women and infants at one time. Our clients are typically single women who have no family support. This is including homeless women, women that may be in recovery or coming out of the prison system. The program closely monitors medical care and nutrition to ensure a healthy mother and child. Through counseling and casework services, the women are helped throughout their pregnancy and they learn parenting skills to care for their infant. Women can come into the program anytime during their pregnancy and they have up to a year to stay at Lord's House. So our goal is to work with them and work towards self-sufficiency. We work very closely with our women, and we do get a great bit of time to really get to know them and help them remove some of those barriers.
I understand there's not a lot of facilities like Lord's House around. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's very few here in Pennsylvania.
Normally, what is your average right now?
We've been averaging about 10 women. Right now, we're sitting with 8 women and 8 babies.
Well, that must be exciting.
It is. It's really great work.
Do you have an age range of clients that you normally have in there as far as the women go?
We can take women as young as 18 and up to whenever.
Excellent. Yeah, I know besides my duties here at Holy Family Radio, I'm also in the Knights of Columbus. I'm a Grand Knight. And I know the Knights of Columbus do whatever they can to support whatever is happening at Lord's House. So I know that we're always trying to do whatever we can because I know that you have a lot of needs there, correct?
We do. We housing 16 women and 16 infants isn't light work. The Knights have been incredibly supportive for us. Recently, they've helped fundraise to support our new kitchen. Our kitchen is about 50 years old over there at the facility, so it's a little old. It's a little outdated.
I was going to ask you what if you can give us an update on the kitchen situation.
Yes. So they've come in, they've done their surveying, they've had some of the experts in there laying it out for us, and they should begin work in June to July timeframe. So we're very excited.
What kind of services do you provide for the women that are there?
We work with them on intensive case management to address the barriers to self-sufficiency. We do anything they need as far as legal, medical, prenatal care, all of that. They have in-home childbirth education classes, parenting classes. We do housing referrals. We can help provide with transportation to prenatal and post-delivery medical appointments. We on-site provide them with hot, nutritious meals. Our clients also have access to all the Catholic Charities services, such as the free licensed outpatient counseling. We also provide adoption services for those unable to care for their babies. And then in-home, we also provide the women with a pantry service. So this helps with everything from diapers to wipes to baby clothing, maternal clothing, all of that.
How big is your staff that you have there?
I am currently working with 5 resident assistants, and then we have a few volunteers that also come to us to help out a little bit.
How can our listeners help out?
We have quite a few fundraisers that we do throughout the year. The one I wanted to highlight today is our Highmark Walk for Healthy Communities. This is held right here in Harrisburg. It's on Saturday, May 18th. If you go onto their website, you can register or donate to Catholic Charities, the Diocese of Harrisburg. We would really appreciate the support. This Highmark Walk covers many different agencies throughout our community. So we really want to bolster that effort on our half because all those proceeds would come directly to Lord's House. Supporting your diocesan annual campaign would always be appreciated.
Now's the time to do that too, right?
Absolutely. It's ongoing right now. You can donate any items, any household items, baby items that you can think of to the Lord's house. And monetary donations are always appreciated. Those can be sent to the Diocese of Harrisburg at 4800 Union Deposit Road in Harrisburg.
And I know that you get support from Catholic Charities, and is that your major source of income from the diocese?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you really depend on that. We used to call it the Lenten Appeal around here, so those of us that are old still call it the Lenten Appeal. Or we used to call it the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. So for those of our listeners that don't know, we're talking about the old Lenten Appeal, which has the new name now, Annual. It's Annual Appeal.
The
now,
Annual
right?
Appeal,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're right in the middle of it right now, correct?
We are, yes. You know, supporting your annual campaign is absolutely appreciative. We used to have funding through an alternative funding source, which recently with our political climate, that has all been cut. So we are 100% dependent on Catholic Charities at this point.
Yeah, we know about the real alternatives problem.
Yes.
Yes. So now you're, as far as funding goes, I know that was a part of your budget that you don't have anymore.
Correct.
Right? So now we really need to step up and make sure that funds come in to support this, because like I said, it is a program that is unique in our area. There's not a whole lot of places that women in that situation can go to. And we as Catholics need to step up and not just talk about being pro-life, but we need to do something about it. And I know many times we are accused of being pro-life when it comes to stopping abortion, but not so much after that, after we've stopped an abortion and saved a child. And so I'm so happy that we're able to highlight your program, which is all about servicing people who have chosen life and have decided to not have an abortion and have that precious baby. So we as Catholic Christians have to make sure that we're putting our money where our mouth is, so to say, correct?
Correct. We are the pro-life initiative. We provide the alternatives to women considering abortion by offering these counseling and supportive services such as housing. You know, finding yourself pregnant and no place to go, that's a terrifying experience. It's a terrifying experience for the woman to go through, let alone also bringing a child into that experience. So we're trying to support the mother and the child so that they can choose life.
How do you get your clients? How are they referred to you?
We have many clients that are referred over from the helpline. Women can call at any time. I take referrals right from our own phone line. That phone number is 717-412-4865. If you know any woman that's pregnant and facing a crisis pregnancy with nowhere to go, you can refer them directly to our line.
Give that number again, please.
717-412-4865.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what is the procedure, I guess, if someone does call you? How does the intake program work? How does that work?
Sure. We take the intake, we talk with the woman, we try to refer her to other services. If we're not able to immediately help her, she would go through a variety of questions trying to figure out if our program is appropriate for her. After our intake process, we go to admissions. She would come on in, meet our staff, meet myself, discuss her situation a little bit more in depth and see the ways that we can possibly help her. Each woman will sit down with me and go over an individualized service plan. Those service plans are all geared towards self-sufficiency. So we're looking at removing those barriers of housing, removing barriers to employment, getting mental health counseling if we need, substance abuse counseling, all of that. It's very individualized to each woman. There's no one size fits all. And then once baby comes, making sure that she's ready to take care of the baby, making sure that she has the proper parenting knowledge, the parenting classes, childbirth classes. We have different service providers. We're partnered with many service providers in the community that will come in and do classes, do sessions with the girls for housing, employment, parenting, all of that.
So that was going to be one of my other questions. Do you have a typical client? I guess not, right?
No, we have a huge variety of clients right now. We have some women that are with us that are pregnant or have had their first child. We have other women that have other children, and they're a little bit older, but they're facing this crisis pregnancy, and we're here to help them.
And I guess the age range is also pretty big also. Is that correct? Or are they more younger ladies?
Yes, we have everywhere from 18 to 43 right now.
That's incredible. So let's go over this again. We want to make sure that our listeners are going to know what they need to do to be able to help Lord's House, because we can all agree that this is an important program in our diocese. So maybe if you can give that number again and maybe review the walk. You say the walk is May 18th. Maybe review that little information before we run out of time here.
Sure. If you're interested in supporting Lord's House, we have a walk coming up. It's the High Walk Mark for Healthy Communities. That is going to be on May 18th. You can go onto their website if you just put it in the Google, and you can register or donate to Catholic Charities through the Diocese of Harrisburg. You can choose to walk yourself, or you can choose to support an individual that's walking for us. There is a 5K walk that begins at 9 a.m., and then there's also just a fun walk that begins right around 9:15, maybe for some individuals that don't want to do the full 3 miles. You can donate monetary donations through our Diocese of Harrisburg building. That's 4800 Union Deposit Road in Harrisburg. And you could also, if you want to donate items, we are always in need of household items, home products, cleaning items, laundry detergent, all of that. And also baby items. We're in need of diapers, wipes, baby clothing, anything you could really think that you need to care for your baby. Those items can either be brought directly to the home at 120 Willow Road in Harrisburg, or you could give us a call. We could try to coordinate.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for spending some time with us today. We have Jessica Dobinson, the director at Lord's House. We appreciate you spending time with us and giving us an update on what's going on there. And we want to have you back again so that we make sure our listeners know what's going on there.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Catholic Focus.